Torrey's an all-around great receiver. You know, I mean, obviously, if you've taken the top off, that's what they want to tell you to do. But being able to take the top off allows you to actually create more separation underneath. So every time you attack guys with speed, guys get out of their break, and that makes you cut in, you cut out, and you get the easy ones.
Did it surprise you even though? I mean, I think most people who don't play with him or know, like Jalen Mills said, you see on ESPN, every time he's catching the ball, it was downfield. So
it doesn't surprise me because he's a great receiver, and you know he's a good student of the game. He knows his body, he knows the game, he knows what spaces he needs to be in, and you know, like I say, he knows what he's doing. So that way, you know, he's always gonna find a way to be successful.
What have you kind of picked up from his game since he's been here? And Alshon, too, because obviously they're two similar receivers, and it's a big year for you and bringing them into the room. What have you kind of adopted from that?
Well, they're different in some ways, yeah. Cool. I mean, but I'll say, speaking about Torrey, what I've learned from Torrey is, you know, his ability to just let the game of football come to him, you know. I really respect that. You know, he doesn't press. You know, he goes out there, he lines up, he competes at the point of attack when the ball comes his way. He works to get open, he works his technique, and as the game flows, you know, special things happen because he's prepared for them. You know, and I respect that because that's something as a young receiver that I didn't understand. I you know, you always want to press when you're young, especially you come from college, you catch, you know, 16 balls, whatever, you're like always thinking the ball's coming your way. And that can, you know, that can have you jumpy, you know, but then you have to learn this is a pro game. You know, the flow of the game will go and you have to be prepared every opportunity.
There were questions about whether the San Francisco 2 years he was there was whether the offense was just completely dysfunctional or whether he's just not the same guy anymore. Were you just curious when he came in here? Like, you know, who's Torrey Smith?
No, I have respect for him. He's here for a reason. And I knew when he came here, we're going to compete. We're going to get better. And at the end of the day, as we compete, that's my teammate. And I'm going to go to war with him. So that's the only thing on my mind. No matter what happened at San Francisco, Torrey Smith's going to be a better player here because every day I'm going to ask for him to be great. He's going to ask for me to be great. So I respect that.
Does it just feel a little different for you, whether you're more relaxed this camp, or is it a different mindset coming into this one?
Yeah, like I said earlier, man, this is year three, so I just feel like you're way more aware. You're aware of everything going on. You understand what the camp routine is like. You've played 2 years in the NFL. You got tape on yourself. You know your weaknesses, and you know some of the things you do really well. You know, so when you line up, you don't really worry about so many things. You worry about, you know, running your route, running your technique, and then when the ball's in the air, coming down with it. And if you don't come down with it, line back up, because you're going to create separation the next time. It's coming back to you. That's the beauty about this game. You know, sometimes you have to know that the flow of the game is a great thing. You get on a roll, and it's like the show is yours. And sometimes it's not always your day. You just got to line up and put good stuff on tape.
With the versatility you guys have, both at wide receiver and running back, and the experience also, do you guys think you can force the issue a little bit more as an offense from a tempo standpoint?
I think
without having a sub and like stay on and have guys play different positions.
I think that's up for the coach. You know, I'm not an OC. I don't know that. All I know is I really love our versatility. I love who we have on this offense,
right.
And I love where we're headed. We're not nearly where we're going to be yet, but I think we're doing some amazing things so far. And like we say, our general is Carson, and the fact that he's where he's at means the rest of us are going to be in a special place also.
Do you think the league is going that way, though? Do you think more times teams are trying to have that, where they can kind of go no huddle early or keep a certain defense on the field?
Just play your advantage, you know. If that's how you feel, and you feel like running more plays is the way to go, then go ahead. Uh-huh. But if you're winning and you're executing every opportunity you call a play, it is what it is. It's all about execution. You know, you can't call a million plays and not make, you know, not convert on those plays.
Sure.
It makes no sense. So,
yes, you get paid to play a game you love. But are you more amped up in this camp than the previous two camps for whatever the reason may be?
I think it's not that I'm amped up. I said I'm more aware.
Okay.
Because I was excited every year I had an opportunity to play. But I think now it's like I have a great game plan every day. I know what the process is like. I know what the formula of the camp is going to be like. I know what that day is like. I know my plays. I know what technique I'm going to use. And it puts you in a position of where you can play poised, prepared, and you have on the mindset execution is the end result. You just got to execute. You know everything else. So when the opportunity comes, execute. That's all it is right now.